You're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. I'm Monty Daniel, and you just heard Yesterday's Clothes by the Nova Kicks, and we have the pleasure of having the Nova Kicks here in the studio with us this morning. How are you doing this morning, y'all?
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, where were y'all driving out from this morning to get here?
We're from Thornton originally, even though it probably says Denver in other places, but
yeah, so y'all had a little bit of a drive this morning to get here, so I appreciate that y'all are here, chilling here with us this morning. Cool. But anyways, can you all introduce yourselves to our audience?
Yeah, I'm Lou Prado, and I play lead guitar and sing.
And I'm Enrique Sandoval, and I do rhythm guitar and vocals as well.
Awesome. And can you tell me a little bit about how the Nova Kicks formed?
Well, we are high school friends, and we just shared common music interests. And well, at first, I felt like I wouldn't like what he liked, but he actually showed me some pretty cool like punk bands and like kind of opened my mind to other stuff, and we kind of bonded through that. And then he told me he played guitar, and then I was like, I have a guitar, and we just started playing music together.
Yeah, and then after that, it started out with Lou and I, and then got more people involved and started making music.
Yeah, what year was that about? It's okay if you don't know. Top of your head.
Well, I think the Nova Kicks, because we had like a few other bands before this, like before we decided what we really wanted to do. It was 2015, yeah, where we kind of had a somewhat regular lineup.
Yeah. And then y'all's lineup has changed at least once that I know of.
it's changed quite a few times, actually. We've actually been through more drummers than we've had girlfriends.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and every time we have to like get, we go from a different drummer, it almost feels like a relationship ending.
Oh.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I think it's almost worse than a breakup.
Yeah, because you form this bond with them, and you've learned how to like create music with them, and then you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah, they're all different reasons, but we love our lineup now. We have Brandon Fierro on drums and Annie Kelly on bass, and we just love them to death. They've been super awesome, and they've went through so many like they just learned our songs really quick before we had to like play a show, and it just went well, and we think these are keepers. So
yeah,
we hope so. And can you? We heard your song Yesterday's Clothes. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Early in the morning for me, but that was y'all's first song that you put out, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you walk me through kind of putting out that song and putting out kind of your first few songs?
During this time, we had scheduled a day to like finish this song, and it was actually pretty new. We actually ended up writing the bass parts and drum parts like within like a day, because during this time we were actually going through a band breakup as well.
Our bassist
and our drummer like weren't necessarily in the band anymore, and we had already paid for it. For the time, and we didn't want to lose money on it, so like we went in, did the best we could. We ended up having to still call our drummer just because I wasn't really comfortable doing the drum parts, and he was cool enough to do it, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah, and then let's see. So can you kind of describe your sound to our audience a bit so they can kind of know what they're getting themselves into if they choose to listen to the Nova Kicks?
Oh man, we were talking about this on our
radio. I know, it's a big question for a lot of artists.
Yeah, I don't know, people, I think we heavily reside in like like, you know, the punk scene here, but I don't think we're like limited to that. I think we just like we really love songwriting, any form of songwriting in any kind of any genre you can really think of, and we just kind of play and write whatever comes out. And a lot of times it falls into like that like riffy like rock and roll garage punk type thing, but we're definitely not limited to that. We actually have a show with this band called Zeta, South American band, and like we like wanted to throw in some new stuff that will definitely turn some heads. Yeah, like it's definitely a growing thing. Like I think we like to evolve in our sound and not really stick to one place. Even though we love punk music, that's like a big influence on us.
Yeah, our roots are definitely in punk music, but we have a vast range of music that we like.
Yeah. Who would you say are some of your influences for this band? I know it's also kind of a big question.
Well, we were asked this not that long ago. We love Dinosaur Jr. Like, mm-hmm. Anything Jay Masters puts out is really cool. We love the Flaming Lips and...
Yeah, I mean, like, 70s punk music, 80s punk music.
I don't know, like, for, like, not so much the songwriting part, but, like, instrumental things, like, that we like to do is we like to listen to Rodrigo and Gabriela, like, more prog rock stuff, like Mars Volta type of things. Like, yeah, that's, like we say, like, we'll listen to, like, kind of everything. Like, it's just as long as it was a good song, like, you know, we like to take it apart and see how it works, or like how they created stuff, and like that's what we do with the songs.
Yeah. And y'all have a new EP coming out soon, correct?
Yes.
Son of a Stray. Yeah, that's hopefully like late May now. Since we've been through some transitioning things, hopefully late May, we've been recording that at the spot, and we're on our third song. We have one more song after that to record, and we should be releasing it then. But we're very excited. We're actually doing a little music video with Denver City Roller Derby, or Denver Roller Derby.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. The scheduling has been kind of a nightmare, but it's been... just because there's so many people, but like it sounds like they want to do it, and we've had this idea for the longest time because we love like roller derby, we love, you know, the idea of it, and it's just so raw, and we wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah, would you say that the sound of your newest EP is gonna kind of reflect kind of that rawness?
I mean, we like, I think that's why kind of what we're going with that, because it's just. We are really terrible at putting out music. Like we've just been performing, and I feel like people don't really get to see that unless they see us. So we've definitely tried to translate our performing shows into what we're recording now, and hopefully people get that from it.
Yeah, for sure. I know it's always kind of a big issue for artists. Do you guys prefer performing, or do you prefer kind of going back into the studio and creating music together?
They both have a place in our hearts. I think, like, performing, you know, you get that adrenaline rush, and
oh yeah, you definitely, like, something about like the energy that you feed off of people, it's just it's a good feeling. But in the recording studio, it's more like idea based, like just
be creative and, you know, yeah, put your ideas into, you know,
fruition.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And what would you say that your major goal as an artist is, or what messages do y'all want to share with your audience? I know this is another kind of big question, and this can always evolve over time.
Yeah, this is our first real interview, so.
You're good.
I mean, I don't know if we're trying to send a particular message
You're just trying to make music at the moment.
We like telling stories.
Yeah, it's very therapeutic for us, and a lot of the time it's a personal thing. Sometimes we write about other people and some of our personal whatever gets put in it. But I think it's more like to see if people can relate. I mean, like, we all have anxieties and stresses in our lives, and I feel like when we write about these things, people have. Can have like a common ground with us, and
yeah, and just try to make a connection with, yeah,
even find some sort of comfort in it.
Yeah, for sure. And what would you say it's like to be part of the Colorado music scene, or what's kind of your favorite part about that?
Probably, I don't know, meeting other bands. There's a lot of cool bands.
Yeah, actually, like, we love Fort Collins for that reason. It feels like they're very close up here. And Denver, like, we have friends and bands and stuff. Like, it just feels like we have to work on that, like, togetherness attitude that Fort Collins has. Like, we love that. A good example of it was earlier we were talking about the Sickly Hex. Like, they build such a big community just with one little house venue. And meeting bands, like, it's a great form of meeting interesting people and connecting with them in a similar thing that you're doing, like, oh, you're in a band, I'm in a band type of thing, and it's just a cool place to hang out.
Yeah, and going off of that, is there any advice that y'all would give to any people trying to start a band around Fort Collins or trying to get into the music scene?
Definitely put out music as much as you can and play as much as you can and try to talk to as many people as you can, because it could be kind of stressful or kind of a daunting task at first, but it definitely gets your foot in the door.
Like, yeah, and people are supportive.
Yeah, like, if you go see shows, people want to, you know, it's a mingling area. Like, people have to, like, you know, you talk and you put your band out there, and they're like, oh, well, we, like, it's a good way to put your foot in the door.
Yeah. All right. And then two last questions. What are y'all listening to right now? Like, even just driving here, what were y'all listening to?
He doesn't let me choose music.
Oh, no.
when he's driving.
Jeff Rosenstock.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're big fans of Jeff over here.
Yeah. Yeah. He's cool.
Placements,
And if we're going local, like the Beavs' last album was really great. I heard they're working on something new. Backseat Vinyl is putting out some stuff now too. They record in the same studio that we are doing right now. But I like to listen to a lot of local stuff right now. But just to see what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. You gotta keep up to date what's going on in your community.
Yeah, it's a. I don't do it to be like compare, but it's more like just like, oh, like, they're doing something cool. Like, when are we going to do something cool?
Well, y'all will be doing something cool soon. Yes. With KCSU. If our listeners would like, you can go to their show that KCSU is hosting in conjunction with Launch Skate Park on March 13th. It's going to be kind of a spooky show. Because it's Friday the 13th.
Right. Yeah.
And how are y'all feeling leading up to that show?
Super pumped.
Excited. I still don't even really I know a few friends have played that before, and I just don't know how it's going to be set up. That's my only thing. It's like, I don't know if people are going to skate. I don't know how big this place is, but it's definitely going to be fun. We definitely love, like, the whole skate culture.
Yeah, it's definitely... It's a cool show that we like to put on, and we like to support the artists. And then I have one last question. It's kind of a silly question, but I ask it to everybody that I interview.
Sure.
So prepare yourselves.
Okay.
If you were a noodle, what kind of noodle would you be, and why?
I'm going to go with a simple one, spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
Yeah, just because I don't know. I always felt like a spaghetti.
You? I don't know, rigatoni.
Rigatoni?
Yeah, for sure.
Why would you be a rigatoni?
It's kind of a fun and different looking noodle.
Yeah. All right.
Different.
All right. Any closing remarks from y'all?
We're excited to play the launch show on Friday the 13th, and we hope to see a lot of our Fort Collins friends there, and should be a blast.
Yeah. Well, we're going to end this off with the most recent song that y'all have put out called Don't Break My Head. Anything that you want to preface for people tuning in?
No, enjoy.
All right. Well, you're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. This has been an interview with the Nova Kicks, who will be playing our Get Launched show on March 13th. So we're going to leave it off with Don't Break My Head by the Nova Kicks, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.